Well, these are three really, really big-time authors. Scott Anderson, who is the author of Lawrence in Arabia, is a world-class journalist. He's been translated into 18 languages. His book on Lawrence in Arabia is about the formation of modern Middle East politics through the eyes of T. E. Lawrence and other players in the first part of the 20th century. It's just a wonderful nonfiction book, but filled with intrigue, and that led us to think that, you know, we could match that with two fictional books, one by Alan Furst, who's another master of intrigue, the heir of John le Carré, who's written about pre-World War II Europe in 12 other books, very atmospheric. His new book talks about the struggle between the gangsters who controlled the ports of Europe and the fascist movements in places like Germany and Italy and France. And the third, David Ignatius, who we know is a world-class columnist for The Washington Post, also is an author, and he's written about a very contemporary topic, cyber warfare. And his book, The Director, focuses on a different kind of intrigue between hackers and people that are engaging in electronic warfare in a very contemporary environment. So when we realized that we had an opportunity to bring these three authors in all in the same week, back to back to back, we decided to make a series out of it and package it for the Baltimore literary community.
When are the dates when these authors are coming in?
June 11th, and that's Scott Anderson, and then the 12th is David Ignatius, and the 13th is Alan Furst. Espionage is probably, at the Ivy, one of the more popular genres.
Speaking of espionage and intrigue, we're living in one of the most interesting times of that with this individual, Edward Snowden. Might Edward Snowden come into the discussion in the coming weeks with these three authors coming in here?
Absolutely. I think a lot of the questioning for David Ignatius is going to be how real this is in light of the Edward Snowden affair, the trading in state secrets via the internet or via just, you know, downloading and selling or giving away this information to the press. Is that even something that we can police, that we could stop, or is that sort of the new normal in terms of international politics?
And let's talk about the Ivy Bookshop for just a little bit. Why do the publishers in New York look to the Ivy as opposed to some of the larger chain bookstores here in Baltimore or in any major city?
Well, we're devoted to literary, you know, fiction, nonfiction. We're not selling anything but books. We have a reputation that extends beyond Baltimore. The publishers love the fact that we provide advice and service to our customers. We have people in the store who are not just working at the store, but they're book people. And a lot of times people come to the Ivy to meet other readers. We have 80 book clubs that are affiliated with us, and so the people who run the publishing companies value that kind of interaction between the reader community and the writing community, and they see the Ivy as being part of that. There's a lot of intrigue on the front page of the Sun and of the Times, and people are very, very interested in kind of international right now. And so this is an opportunity to not just see it on the front page, but to read it and get the atmospherics associated with international activity.
June 11, 12, and 13, you can get your summer read here with Ed Berlin at the Ivy Bookshop, 6080 Falls Road. Ed, congratulations on your efforts. Good luck with the Masters of Intrigue series.
I appreciate it very much.